Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is Sue Barrington, your host of Testimonial Tuesday. And with me is also my good friend, Garth Urbino, who is my co-host. And we're looking forward to hosting Blog Talk today. I'm going to give my brief testimony, and then I'm also going to have Garth give his. But first, I need to explain to you what a compliant testimonial is. So it means no mention of disease names, common in the medical field, no mention of a drug, the use of words like pain, cured, or treatment, etc. Do not give your own protocols or usage tips. There are no protocols with Beamer, only the Beamer basic plan. Keep it simple and brief, mentioning the symptoms that you were experiencing and how they may have been minimized or gone. If you're an athlete, tell us how it has improved your performance and recovery and anything else that you have to share. Excuse me. My testimony, there's always new things with Beamer. And it just is the gift that keeps on giving, is what Bettina Torres has always called it, and I agree with her. I can see my co-host has dropped off, so I'm going to make sure I can get him back on. And oh, no, maybe he is.
No, I'm still here,
okay.
Sue.
I'm sorry. I see it was from when you dropped off before. It's all okay, so another thing Beamer does is it helps you get the task done, because if you knew what we went through this morning to get this episode going, it would have been hilarious to watch. But anyway, thank goodness we have an amazing Beamer family and people have helped us, because Garth and I are I'm newer at hosting, and Garth and I, it's been fun. It's actually been fun and not stressful, because Beamer keeps you calm and relaxed. But
that's the truth, too.
I find that I can juggle better, and literally my reflexes, that does bring me to that, because I've had things fall out of cupboards, and you know, as you age, you should. I'm going to be 60 on my next birthday. I can't believe it, but when things fall out of cupboards or anything, you know, I just notice that my reflexes, I'm amazed. I call myself one of the Incredibles, because I'll just like grab it. I don't even know how I do it, but I have noticed a change in that with my, with Beamer. But anyway, my story started, 9 years ago, pretty much right now, this time actually. My brother had passed away out of the blue, and that was in May actually. And then, so internally I was in a bad state, but also I then proceeded to suffer 7 debilitating injuries over the next year and a half. And I'm an incredibly active person, and endorphins are my drug of choice. And long story short, that was taken from me at a time when I needed them the most. Also in a great deal of massive discomfort and dysfunction, I must add, seeking health. You know, I spent probably $25,000. I added it up the other day over a course of 4 years, trying to find a solution, and physical therapy, I think for 2.5 years almost. Head discomfort on the right side of my head for over 2 years. My knee injury was my biggest injury and biggest dysfunction, and my biggest fear that it was headed towards something bad. But anyway, I found Beamer via a different device that always talked about Beamer on their support show, leading the way, but ours is better. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to check out what this Beamer thing is. And long story short, again, I sent that device back and bought a Beamer. Within 2 weeks, I noticed that my internal emotional state was shifting. I wasn't quite crying every day. And I also noticed at the gym, wow, I can recover my pathetic workout. I can work out again tomorrow.
And then a month later, my most recent injury, which is a high ankle sprain, dissipated. And then, you know, it took months and months before my knee, along with some other additional holistic therapy, was done. But I'm back to doing one-legged squats, you guys. People are so impressed when I show them. That's part of my testimony when I'm in person. I'll just do my one-legged squat. First of all, someone that's almost 60, they think, how can you do that? But also, if they knew how I used to walk off a curb watching my feet or on grass, I would look at my feet everywhere because one little teeny dip, I felt like it was going to be the end of my knee. I would totally rupture something because it was that bad. So anyway, it goes on forever. I became a distributor in much the same weird way because my friend heard my hope and possibility. I didn't even have my Beamer yet. It was waiting for me at UPS, and I was just telling her about the hope and possibility. I hoped this device would bring me, and she wanted to buy one because she wanted that too. And I found out I could sell it to her, and it literally has become, you know, in addition to being a wife and a mother, my purpose-driven life. I love what I do, and I love being able to tell people about this technology. Garth, would you like to share your testimony?
Yeah, absolutely. And Sue, you know, that story that you have, I mean, it's just even more interesting hearing it again and how many times we've heard that before. But my journey was quite a bit different than yours, Sue, as we all have our own. But I was initially introduced to Beamer from a family member that used it from a recovery standpoint from her injury. And I remember when my uncle mentioned the word Beamer, I looked out in the driveway. I'm like, I don't see a Beamer there besides mine. So it was a little bit of confusion, but you know, he did say some very interesting things. And oddly enough, I went to a health food store to meet a client for coffee, and I saw this big Beamer teardrop sign. And you know, there was just that kind of intuition to get out of your chair and move forward and see what it was all about. And luckily enough, they were doing Beamer sessions. The health food store where I was at is actually hosting Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays for 3 hours that you can come in and get introduced to the Beamer and find out all about it. And oddly enough, that's where I was, surrounded by three more mature age females. And they were getting a session. I found out the great Pat Tom was the person in charge of this. And I didn't feel a thing on my session at all. And quite frankly, Sue, when I was, you know, all these women were telling me about these incredible testimonials, I thought, what is this? And how do I get out of this chair faster than 8 minutes? Because it was a little awkward. But needless to say, I didn't. And very thankful that I didn't. And I was done with my session. I took one step. And I realized that I was lighter. But as I took, you know, my second and third, I realized that my my thoughts were moving, you know, an incredible, you know, shape, you know, way that I've never had them before, and a very euphoric focus I had, a calmness. But I just felt like I needed to move. And, you know, Pat was so kind to get my information before, so I didn't have to stay too long. And, you know, I ran out to the parking lot almost, and I just felt like I needed to go work out and just move. So that energy, you know, enhancement was through the roof for me. And that was June 26th of 2018. So a long, long time ago. But I felt that I slept better than I ever have in my whole life. And my knee and back discomfort was noticeably dissipated the next morning. So it has been an incredible journey. And to be able to run to this device anytime I ever do something, to myself, it's never bailed on me. It's always been there. And the people I've met have, you know, really, you know, changed my life in a perspective I would never be able to have done in any other, you know, company in the world. So Beamer is the best thing that's ever happened to me from a physical perspective, and the emotional perspective to change other people's lives is really what I'm gunning towards now, and really happy with the progress I'm making. And, you know, I couldn't imagine I would be happier anywhere else, and I'm glad that's where I'm at. So that's my story, Sue, and I'm happy to be co-hosting with you today.
Oh, thanks, Garth. And that's a great story too. And like you said, we hear all our stories so much, but it seems like there's always something new and wonderful to share. And I can't believe it. We have two people waiting to give their testimony. So 569-2642, you're on Blog Talk. Actually, that's
you. Sue, I'm going to be very happy to let you know that's me.
I know, and I just gave away your phone number. So who's this one? How about you? How about area code? Yeah, how about area code 309? You're on Blog Talk.
230. That's me. Hi.
Hi.
This is Mitch, and I would like to follow a little of the lead of what Garth had just got done saying as well. I feel the exact same way about Beamer, except my testimony today is exactly one that can be documented. It starts back in April when I was told that I needed to get a colonoscopy. And so those of you who know me, I use a wheelchair. It stands up. You might have seen me around. But with that in mind, every doctor that I visited this summer who to get a colonoscopy was telling me how unhealthy I am because of my 30-year-old spinal cord injury. And it was, you know, I'm not lying, it was starting to get to me, even though I'm using my Beamer, you know, consistently every day and I'm sharing it. This is what I was running into until this fall when my doctor calls me. He says, look, this isn't going to work. Nobody wants to do it. And I said, no kidding. He said, but I want you to go see a kidney doctor. And I said, why? And he said, well, because of your 30-year-old spinal cord injury, I think it's a necessity to go see, even though I wasn't having any issues. And so we go. It was a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I went, and we're sitting in the office after we'd talked to the nurse and asking her why we were there, and she didn't know either. And she says, well, these things can just pop up, so that's probably why you're here. So we waited in the little room for like 20 minutes, and finally in comes the doctor, and he sits down. And the first thing out of his face was, why are you here? And I looked at my wife, and she says, I don't know. And so he goes, well, I've been reading over the last 10 years of your blood work and your kidney function. And every year, your kidney function has been declining just a little bit. Nothing dangerous, nothing that I would be worried about, but just it's noticeable until 2019. And he goes, what did you do in 2019? I said, I don't know about 2019, but in June of 2018, I started using a Beamer. He goes, well, up until that point, I saw a decline in kidney function. In 2019, your kidney function is now improving, and it's documented right here. Every one I saw, and then I saw the numbers going back up, and I thought, geez. You know, I mean, I've been using the Beamer. I know what it does for me, but these are numbers right in front of my face that just give it a more of a accreditation for me. And I wanted to share that with you today. I'm feeling really good about using my Beamer.
Wow, that's quite a testimony. And that's amazing. I mean, we all have it where it has changed our lives pretty much. If you use it long enough, if you haven't, you know, used it long enough, then it may not happen right away, but it's a miracle for people quickly also. But that's also, you have an inner knowing, because even though it was pretty much a year before when you started using Beamer, you just knew that Beamer was helping you with your blood flow. And was the doctor curious at all when you told him that? About that, or did he think a Beamer was something you drive, or what?
He does drive a Beamer, coincidentally. And no, he was not. He said, "What were you doing?" And I, you know, we told him about Beamer and a little bit about what it does. Mm-hmm. And then his response was, "Well, keep it up." And that was it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's too bad. Sometimes, I mean, a lot of times their hands are tied or whatever, you know, if they're, you know, in allopathic medicine. But Yeah, that's interesting. But, yeah, thank you very much. Garth, did you have any comments or questions for Mitch?
I did, Sue. Thank you. So, you know, I've heard your story before, and it's a very moving story. And, you know, my biggest thing is, you know, what did it do for your mental well-being to know that you have this device within reach? How has it affected that? You know, we know that your limitations physically, but could you talk for a second on that, Steve? I think the listeners are really curious to, you know, hear, hey, there's that correlation, you know, between your mental and physical health. Could you talk about that with us for a moment?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of them deals where, you know, when I first started using it, obviously because of my, you know, life in the wheelchair, the discomfort that you feel daily, and it feels better, you know, on and on. And without it, I realize it right away. So there's no issue with me remembering to get my tail in there and do my 8 minutes. But, you know, what I was experiencing this past summer was a barrage of doctors telling me, no, you know, you're going to stroke, you're going to die. And I'm not kidding. And so, but I would keep using the Beamer to, you know, not really thinking about, you know, the mental aspect of it. I would just, you know, I'm going, guy, you guys are nuts. I'm feeling good. I actually felt better all summer long than I have in years. And then to get it accredited with a kidney doctor who said, showed me numbers right in front of my face. I was going to see, you know, and it made me smile. I looked at my wife, and she's looking at me. She goes, well, I'm going to keep using it too, you know, even though he still didn't give us the time of day on what Beamer actually is. I can't imagine.
They'll find out. The timing's got to be right.
Yeah.
So that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us on Tuesday. We're honored to have you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I'm so glad you're doing so well. And do we have any other brave souls like Mitch? Because we have no one else raising their hand. And Garth and I, we really could talk forever, but we'd rather hear your testimony. So if you could press one on the phone, and it's always scary the first time. I remember the first time, even though you think I'm not for a loss of words. I remember my first time. I'm sorry, my dog keeps trying to get into things, my puppy. But the first time I was terrified, even though no one can see you. I mean, this is the best way to start your public speaking. And you can't do anything wrong. I mean, if you mention a disease or you know, anything specific, we'll just kindly let you know. Anyway, Garth, do you have anything to add? Any new testimonies that you have? Or
You know, Sue, I always ding myself up in some way, shape, or form. And I got nailed by a piece of wood. Let's see, this is the last Monday. Stacking some wood, getting ready for the wonderful winter that we have upon us, and I got nailed right in the knee, and told me to stop and get out your Beamer, and in a short program too, I was feeling good and back out. So you know,
yep.
It's never let me down to enhance
no.
my body's ability to function at a high level. So you know, that was pretty optimistic when I did that. You know, because you look at where we would be if we didn't have it. You know, we're icing, we're doing everything else we're doing, then we're just waiting on the body with normal blood flow. And, you know, it's a huge advantage to be able to run to that. So I'm very, very, very happy to have it at my disposal. And the sleep program is something that I really don't go without too much. So, you know, it's always good to follow up with that.
Oh, I agree, Garth. I pretty much, I think in over 5.5 years, I've only not used my Beamer maybe 10 times because I am too selfish and I'm not going a day without it. I see that we do have another caller, brave soul, 717-656, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, everybody. This is Lydia from Pennsylvania. I
Hi, Lydia.
You guys that nobody wants to speak up, and I thought, well, I sit in my testimony quite often, but I'll give it again.
Perfect.
I'm classed as happy legs. I just had a lot of issues, which I assume you kind of know what I'm talking about. And my legs don't ache anymore. They just feel really, really young. And, I just would never want to do without my Beamer. And this late summer, we were doing a big project on our farm. To give an idea, the area was actually two huge greenhouses that we removed because they were old and couldn't be used anymore. And so I did most of that raking and leveling that all, you know, to put in grass. And I'm 70-plus years old, and, you know, I had a little bit of aching back that one morning. But, no, the Beamer is just wonderful, wonderful. Wouldn't want to do without
That's
it.
Awesome. And I think I remember
yes.
you have horses, right? Don't you have a Mustang
yes,
or something?
Yes, I do.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Do you have the Beamer
yes.
horse set?
We have a Beamer for our horse, yes. Our horse had, of course, it's not Thursday, but he had allergy problems. And, he just made quite a turnaround with it. It's amazing, amazing.
That's awesome.
Just like people.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's exactly right, because Garth and I actually both do a lot with the horse device. And, you know, it's funny because usually we're telling the people, yeah, it actually does the same thing for you that it does for your horse, because they're so quick to get
mm-hmm.
them. For the horse first. Garth, do you have any questions or comments for Lydia?
Lydia, I've heard your story before, and you know, it's nice to you know, hear these things, and you know, you get a little deja vu here and there, you know, from stories that sound the same, but they never are. So I appreciate you jumping on
okay.
the call with us. I do have one question. Is, you know, Sue admitted that she's missed her session, you know, about 10 sessions throughout her life. Can you talk about the last time you missed a session and it wasn't noticeable?
You're asking when I missed a session with the Beamer?
Yes. Have you ever missed a session?
Not really.
I
have
like
a battery and I even take it with me when I travel. No, I really don't. Maybe several times I came back rather late at evening and I thought, oh, it's just a little too maybe for the night program, and I just did my 8 minutes. But usually I'm pretty faithful with that. Yes, I just really, really appreciate my Beamer. And I was introduced to it, and I went to a meeting, and when was it, maybe 2 weeks later was the academy here in Lancaster County. And the first night I went, I knew this is what I want, but, of course, like everybody else, the price kind of, you know, made me think. And I came home and I talked it over with my two sons, and both said, well, if this is something you think you need for your legs, and I said, yeah, and I know I can't give third testimony, but my one son had issues with, you know, sleeping and what all goes with that, and that has changed for him, and, yeah, it's has done a lot for my family.
That's
so
a common
I got
theme
my Beamer at that second meeting I went.
Well, thank you for calling in, Lydia. We really appreciate it. And you made another person brave also. So we have another call.
Okay.
Thanks, Lydia. Happy yeah. Thanksgiving.
Let's see. It is, did I already do, okay, how about 515-205? You're live on Blog Talk.
That's a new one.
51. Oh wait, I need to push the button. Sorry, I'm juggling here. 515-215. You're live on Blog Talk.
Steve here from Iowa. How are you doing today?
Great, great.
Hello,
good to hear
good.
You.
You know, I've been utilizing Beamer for about 2.5 years now, and I've had help with discomfort in my knees and things that I've had, but I got to tell you, Beamer does more than just work for the discomfort with me. It's the mind is a powerful thing, and we don't really use that much of it to begin with, but it's a mindset of health, and there are things that happen that you may not even notice, and that's why I think it's really important that when people keep journals and try to pay attention to what they got going on. There's things that go on in my body that, you know, I wasn't even aware that was going on with having better blood flow. And then, you know, I get results from, you know, I don't have access to do blood tests and stuff like that, but I get results and I get amazing results from where I was at one point before I started using Beamer. So it's kind of like, you know, we got materialist things that we have in our life. And a lot of times people will take care of those materialistic things like our cars, motorcycles, toys, whatever, maintain those things, but we don't maintain our bodies. We treat those things that are just, you know, things better than we treat our own bodies. And I've found that being involved using Beamer, being involved with sharing Beamer creates a completely different mindset you as a person. And, you know, it's helped me with the, you know, problems that I've had with issues, but it's like, it's bigger than that. It's so much bigger. And the longer that you utilize it and then you get in the sleep program, like you mentioned, just we're so fortunate. If you know about this, it's a very small percentage of the United States that knows about it, and you should be sharing it with everybody you bump into. But anyway, when I look at the – I'm looking at a larger picture now. I already know what it's done for me. I share those little things, but it's just it's larger. I see so much broader. There's so much more there, and so grateful that I came across this.
Thank you for sharing. Did you say your name's Steve?
Yeah, my name's Steve G from Iowa.
Okay. So, and I totally get what you're saying. Of course, we all do. And that's why people, you know, they always feel so relaxed when they lay on the Beamer because it puts them into that deep state of relaxation. And on the horse, it's proven to put them into parasympathetic and also, you know, puts them in heart coherence, which, you know, where their heart rate is at the, you know, best, I think it's the best resting, you know, heart rate that you could have. And we all know it's doing the same for us. And I agree. I once a person who is a Reiki master and also a big yogi, and she said, it's like a cheater. She said, I can spend hours, you know, getting in, trying to get into the state. But she said, you lay on that Beamer and it immediately puts you into that state. And you're right. You're just, it's just because blood flow to every system of the body and, you know, your reaction, the way, and, you know, I hope I don't offend anyone. I better not even say this, but when I was in my deepest sad state, if I had two choices, I could not make them for the life of me. I could not make them. Oh, they just hurt my Beamer, girl. But so I tell people, you know, men are very focused and, you know, single task and get the job done. And I tell people that, you know, I can be juggling all these different things, but I am focused, like, you know, just single task. I get it done even when I have so much on my plate because I'm in that calm, focused state of energy. And Garth, I know, also will agree. And anyone, I mean, we're preaching to the choir here. Anyone that uses Beamer on the call also knows exactly what you're talking about. It's almost too difficult to put in words. Garth, do you have any comments or questions for Steve?
Steve, everything that you said really resonated with me. And, you know, that's exactly, you know, how I feel. You know, Sue, just to, you know, add on, you know, we're on the same page. And everybody that doesn't know about Beamer now will know about it eventually. I mean, we're on a path to open up and change people's lives. And this is the only device that can do what it does. And there's no other comparison to it. So it really just makes things go in rhythm. In so many ways, shapes, and forms, and we could talk about it all day, but I love the conviction that you have, you know, Steve, and everything that you're doing is, you know, very, very, you know, passionate, and your journey really states that. So thank you for jumping on the call with us, and I really appreciate you sharing your testimonial today.
Well, one word with Beamer, one word, and it's consistent. Be consistent, and you will be satisfied by just being consistent.
Yep, that's exactly right, and that's the key. I always
tell
people, go ahead. Thanks, Steve.
And also, while I'm making the next comment, if another brave soul, maybe a Beamer user of a while, so that you have calm, focused energy, you can get on the phone and give us your testimony. But I was going to say that, what was I going to say? Dang, calm, focused energy. Sorry, I'm triple tasking here, everyone. This is the first time I've done all these
it's
things
all,
at once.
It's all good. We're waiting for that next person to make that commitment on person number one.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was part of it. But dang, I had really something so important to say. but anyway,
we get to do it next week, Sue.
Yes, I know we get to do it again. I'll remember it because it was good. But anyway, yeah, actually share if you have emotional state that you want to talk about or, you know, your testimony. No testimony is too small, people. Everyone wants to hear it. Even the slightest little thing, and maybe, you know, when you give that testimony, someone else will. Because I was at a recent watch party where two people gave a testimony, and one of my people that I had invited, who has been using Beamer for quite a while, or a couple months anyway, she said, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about it, but I also have noticed this, and I also have noticed that. So even if you have a subtle little thing that might help someone maybe that is wondering, like, hey, is this thing working for me? You know, even as little as, I just feel good. A lot of people get off the Beamer and just say, I don't know, I can't explain it, I just feel good. And because we're not used to that, I guess, and it's hard for us to really, unless it's something, you know, a lot of discomfort, that's what we focus on. We don't necessarily notice when we're feeling good because then we're focused on everything else. But, yeah, if you have any kind of testimony to do with emotional or physical, it doesn't matter. I even actually, and maybe that's a little bit what Steve was saying, is my spirituality actually opened up and increased because I remember I was suffering from my brother's loss and it was sudden and unexpected. And I just remember, well, good, we have a brave soul. So anyway, I just remember, you know, it really did help me. It got me more connected again to who I was. But anyway, I'm going to, let's see, it is 805-416. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. This is Grandma got run over by a pickup, Jan Hopp, a little over 5 years ago. And I live in beautiful Central Coast, California, Paso Robles, wine country. And what I found, exactly what you guys are all talking about, I didn't document things, but after the crash, and he totaled my car, he tried to total me, but 2.5 years later, I rented a medical device that was very expensive. I could not afford to buy it myself. It took about 2 hours daily. I knew it was going to help me because it was about oxygen. And then when my friend, who hadn't seen me since before the crash, saw me outside of Trader Joe's and yelled across the parking lot, Jan, can I send you a couple of videos? And I said, sure. She said, they might help you. It might help you. I have something that might help you. Boy, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, out in Beamer land, every day, I'm 50 plus 33, and every day, I wake up with something new, and I can handle it, I can take care of it, and not have to go to the hospital or emergency. Getting back to that device did help me because I had a lot of severe head trauma, and I actually couldn't think. I was always spinning. I was off balance. Besides my body being a mess from head to toe, that was what was most serious with me. My eye conversion was the worst the doctor had ever seen, so I wore prism glasses for over a year. I'm back to fighting weight, you guys, and like I say, every day there's something new, and I can beat my body up all day and schlep and, you know, we just, one of my gals and I just went to two firehouses and put these guys on the Beamer. And so we took five Beamers, and it was, I didn't have any problem at the end of the day, mentally or physically. I felt really, really fantastic. So it's the simplicity That's awesome. Of the Beamer. It's not expensive. I could not afford to purchase this other medical device. I think the doctor that I rented it from for the month, it has been paying out of it for years and years. So Beamer is not expensive. I didn't have the money to purchase it, but I knew I had to have it because all I did was lay on it for 8 minutes, and I got up, and I said, is that it? Helena said, yep. I said, sign me up. God told me that I had to have this. And without researching it or anything, but I saw the blood flow video, the oxygen, the, you know, my blood flowing properly. It was just a miracle to me. And I get tears now. It's a miracle. God has put something wonderful in my hands, and that's why he hasn't taken me, because he could have many, many times when I think back. Because I was in a car crash when I was 13. My mother was killed then. Oh. So, and my body had been crooked all those years. And like I say, I'm 50 plus 33 now. But my body is just amazing. I can't believe it myself. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, and that, you do it. You go, girl. And I saw you for the first time. Yeah. I'm so glad I saw you. You're amazing. My parents are 90 and 88, and my dad's had a Beamer for 3.5 years. My mom started using it consecutively about a year ago and a half or so. But my dad, too, it's been, I can't tell his testimony, but it's been amazing. And they're out there winning golf tournaments still. I mean, you guys
yes,
are.
Yes. I love that. I love it.
And you,
I absolutely love it.
Well, it's pretty awesome. But you sound so young, and I can, and it's not just your voice, it's your, you know, the way you expressed yourself and your love for life and everything, and you're 83. I mean, let's say the real number altogether, 83. That's incredible.
Okay, I'm 83, and I was born in 1938, so 1938, and I'm 83. Not everybody can say that. Yeah,
no,
I feel so blessed.
You are, and I agree.
And did you
and
like,
all stewards of Venus.
And did you like my orange glasses, my orange sunglasses?
Yes, you're adorable. You're totally what I thought you would look like. Yeah, because you
I am adorable.
Yeah, you are adorable. That's right. We need to toot our own horn more, too. I agree.
I am adorable.
Yes, you are. Garth, do you have any questions, or you want to tell her how adorable she is also?
I think he said it enough, and I will definitely concur with that. And, you know, it's I'm looking outside, you know, my window, and you know, the snow coming down, and you know, what a good feeling of inspiration and hope, and you know, higher levels of optimism, you know, that people can feel from, you know, hearing stories like that. So I'm just I'm bundled up with joy and big smiles.
Yeah, and I'm looking out the window at sunshine and 75-degree weather. Sorry about that, Garth.
No, listen, I don't let the weather affect me. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. We're going to make the most of it.
Well, I know Cleveland. I know. Yeah, I know what weather is. I'm from Cleveland.
Yes.
I moved to California. Yeah. I moved to California, and my life began.
Well, I'm looking out at beautiful snowflakes, too, and I understand what Garth is saying. It's just that whole, like, the beauty of God's work is incredible, and we're all so blessed, and you're blessed. You're 83, and you're still living it to the fullest. That's a blessing for sure. And thank you so much for calling in.
I'm
wondering.
My pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Make it a great Thanksgiving.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for calling.
Eat lots of turkey. Eat lots and lots of turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, because we can beam our belly when we
I know.
Okay. 71921 or I'm sorry, 719251. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Kim from Spokane.
Hi, Kim. I know who you are.
So my story is short because I just found out about this on an airplane.
Yes, I know.
But I only got to use it once. And I went to a presentation with Sue, and my husband and I both laid on it. And, you know, I had to go to work right after that. But before that, I was in pain. Like, I couldn't walk without my Achilles tendon just feeling like it was just going to rip. And I went to work, and I work at the hospital, and so I walk all day, and I noticed I had no pain. And it was just so crazy that just one time, and that pain in my foot was gone. And then I noticed that I had so much energy that I haven't had forever. And I came home and I asked my husband, did you notice anything? And he said, well, first I started noticing my stomach was going, and then he said, I got home
sure
and I could not sit down. He liked things around the house, and my husband has quite a bit of energy anyway, but he was like, the whole day I haven't been able to sit down. The other thing I noticed that I've been sleeping so much better, even though I only did it once. And
that's awesome.
After thinking about it, I thought, you know, I've had all this energy, but I noticed that this sounds terrible because I'm not that old. And I was I've never been depressed, or, you know, I just don't have time to be depressed. But I've been feeling like I'm just so tired that I thought if for some reason my life ended today, I would just be fine, just that I could rest, you know. And I started feeling guilty for even having a feeling of not being here. Sure, I had done that. I had totally, my mind is like so much clearer, happier. I have even still energy, and it's been a week and a half maybe. And I told my friend, just from that one experience, I can't imagine what it would be like to be able to do it twice a day, every day, you know? So that's my short story.
And Kim, I'm so, Kim, obviously I met her on an airplane, everybody. She signed up as a distributor. She hasn't been to Academy yet, but I do want to make sure everyone knows that we can't say the word pain, which is fine. I mean, I didn't want to interrupt your story. And we can't give another person's testimony, although all you said was improved energy for Richard. So, but anyway, just so that everybody knows, keep the show. And I just got the message that we have 19 seconds left, so that's weird. It seems like we should have 2 minutes. But, Kim, thank you so much for your testimony. Well, it just gave me the 19-second warning. I just heard it. But, Garth, do you have any – we'll close the show just in case. But, Garth, do you have anything you want to say at the end? Everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I do. Yes, definitely. Think of all the people that you're around. And if they don't know about Beamer, they should. Spend the time that we can, as long as we can. And let's have a great holiday. We'll see you next time.
Oh, actually, you know what? That might have been – I don't know what that was, but it says 60 seconds now. So we have one more caller. Hey, we're rolling with it, guys. One more caller.
That's
831 – is that you? No, 831-760. You have maybe time, maybe not. But go ahead.
30 seconds.
That's fine. This is Sibylla from California, and I just wanted to say that with Beamer, I really got a second chance to live. I was in a car accident in 2004, and from there on, it just spiraled down that I had no life quality left. And once the Beamer in 2016 came into my life, it took years that I started feeling just a little bit.
Okay.
That's
great. Right. Call in next Tuesday and tell us the whole story. If you could again, that would be great.
Call back.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving,
bye.
Everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
We made the cutoff.